city of Mexico, where we are aiming creating a very small hardware factory valued in about 80,000 euros or something, where the locals, it's a university that has 1 million inhabitants, like one-tenth of the citizens of Sweden, living in the size of less than half of Stockholm. And most of these people are under 30 and unemployed, and they got no access to education. So the idea is to look for a way of creating a small hardware company that will allow those people to manufacture hardware. So that's the thing, but it has to be open again. And then Blushing Boys Black Market is a project that should be launched right now, but it's not because of an overload of work, but it will be launched in the next weeks. It's going to be a market where people that are aiming to develop a prototype, for example, I want to develop a certain board that has to have, I don't know, wireless communication and a GPRS modem, for example. And I just need one. But making one, because of economy of scale, is very expensive. But making 20 of the same gives you access to a lot of discounts and makes it very cheap. So the idea of this black market is offering a forum where people can just say, okay, I want to make this particular design, who is interested? And people can come and say, yeah, if you add this type of connector, then I'm in because I need it like this. If you add this, I'm in. So people can offer design, and people can offer their money to just make a thing happen. So I'm working in building out the whole infrastructure for this. And as a condition, everything is built upon open source software and hardware. You know, well, I shouldn't say open source hardware because the computers where the servers run are not open source, but the software is. So these are four models I'm working with. And as I said, only number three has a slight doubt, because I can't start a project like that if there is no money to make it happen because of logistics moving to Mexico City and so on. So probably in 1 or 2 years' time, I can tell you so much more about what it means to do open hardware and the possible models for making it happen. This is just, for me, it's going to be an amazing opportunity to compare different methods of getting this thing through. But after the happy thoughts, let's talk about Arduino. So I'll put you the real disclaimer again, which is the one asked earlier. So as it says here, Arduino shouldn't be used, it's not meant to be used in medical applications or situations like that. Even though it shouldn't be used for that, the people that are using it, because of course if you have the expertise, at the end it's yet another microprocessor board. But when it was designed, it was not aiming the research market, so to say. It was aiming education. It was aiming the situation where I had, for example, at my university, I work at Malmo University, where I have 60 students, but I had budget to only equip 5 students. Actually, Jasper here was one of my students where we had these classes. We had like 5 kids, and we had to make the same class 3 times with 9 students at a time, or 10, because there was no equipment. And I faced a situation where I said, I need a piece of hardware that I know is cheaper than a book. Why shouldn't I just be able of serving it for less price than the book, and make the hardware become the textbook in the class? And I met Massimo Banzi, that was in a similar situation at a completely different school in Italy. And we both came to the point where I said, let's just make it. In one night, he showed me a circuit he had. I commented, this thing has a failure here. We looked at it, make a prototype, and obviously had a failure, so I corrected it. But then, I mean, Massimo's design was perfectly, just it like one resistor. I mean, it was like a stupid, like, he hadn't slept at night, I guess. And then I gave it a nice shape. I said, it has to be blue. He said, let's look for a name. We're going to do SourceForge and try to look for viable names that were not taken yet in SourceForge. What can it be? And in the end, we were like, okay, but what about the bar where we usually have breakfast? Yeah, Arduino is cool. Yeah, Arduino is cool. Okay, Arduino, that's the name. And we didn't even check if it was possible to get Arduino.org. Happens to be taken, and .com happens to be taken, and .net happens to be taken, because people are actually called Arduino. It's a common name in Italy. But it's fantastic, because it makes it really hard to register as a name. So then, then we actually discovered that Arduino in the city where we were working at the point, Ivrea, was the first king of Italy, and this first king of Italy that was commanding Italy in year 1000 was living at Ivrea. So in Ivrea there is no main street and there is no main square. There is the Arduino street and there is the Arduino square, and that's why that bar was called Arduino as well. So then it was very easy to just like connect the dots and tell the story in a different way. This is Arduino, the king of Italy, it's made in Italy, and so back and so forth. And that's why the boards that you put on top of Arduino, they are shields, because they protect the king. Instead of calling them piggy boards, that is super nasty, we have to look for a proper name for something that would protect the king. So we just built up the whole story, just told the story of electronics in a completely different way, and approached a completely different group of people that up to that moment, they were not really allowed to use electronics, because the way electronics were introduced to them was at a high level. It was very hard to understand what was going on. So that's the story, but let's look at some pictures. So this is an open source hardware project, and I have a lot of fun when I read comments. Like this morning I was reading Slashdot, 2 days ago somebody from Make Magazine wrote this nice article commenting on the Wired magazine from last week, and for me this whole press attention is fantastic, because it just brings up the discussion at a completely different level than the one laptop per child project. Because when you have one laptop per child, you just think about poor kids that need to learn. But you have Arduino, and you just see it as a startup that's making some kind of high-tech device that nobody really understands. And it's giving a lot of discussion about what is open hardware. Why one laptop per child is somehow open hardware, because they publish the schematics. But it's not discussed at that level. It's discussed because of the poor kids needing computers. In this case, we are discussing about something that is really important, that is whether it's possible or not to have open hardware. So somebody said that, oh, Arduino's not really open because the name is not really open. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, yeah, because the whole revenue model of Arduino is based on licensing the name. It's based on that people, like manufacturers that want to manufacture a new design, they want to make some money, so they need a brand, so they brand Arduino as a name. And we make sure that nobody makes Arduino USB but one guy. Nobody makes Arduino Nano but one guy. Because the kind of size of manufacturing they have is not enough to make money. I mean, Arduino, the Arduino Basic Arduino USB is sold for 20 euros plus VAT. Making it costs about 14 euros. That leaves 6 euros for the guy that makes it and the guy that distributes it, which is nothing. The electronics model is, if it costs you 14 euros, the first person in the chain, which is the manufacturer, sells it for 28 euros to the next one, and the next one sells it for 58 euros, 56, not as much, to the next one. So it's a times two model. And what we did here is saying, no, we don't have a times two model, because that makes it unfair for the final user, because we know that the parts are costing nothing, especially when you reach the over 1,000 scale factor. So by saying the maximum price has to be 20, we're just fucking up big time the manufacturer. But the guy, the first guy, agreed, said, yeah, why not? Had nothing better to do that week or something, and said, yeah. And all of a sudden, he has sold 50,000. So when he has sold 50,000, you can just make the math, 50,000 times 3, it ends up being quite a lot of money, pays a couple of salaries. Over, I mean, it's over 3 years, but pays a couple of salaries. So actually got his company going, which is fantastic. But if there were like 10 guys competing for the same product at that kind of price, they would just massacre each other, and in the end, we would just be destroying the user. They would be paying 30 for something that he could pay 20. So that's kind of regulatory position is the one we took, which is very funny, because in the end, as I said earlier, it's like a drug cartel. So if you compare the business model, it's like a drug cartel. So when I talk about us from this part of the presentation, I just basically talk about these people. And in order of appearance is Gianluca, the guy with the glasses down, Dave Mellis, myself with a bit shorter hair, Tom Igo, and Massimo Vanzi. And as I said, Massimo and I were the ones that started, but like 48 hours later, Dave came in. We were with a classmate of his, Nicolas and Betty, and they made the software for the first Arduino. not the interface, but they made the first core that runs in the Altimega chip that it's used in the Arduino board. And for some months, we were running this thing with JEdit. Just JEdit, adding some plugins, and we could just have a button to compile and one button to upload to the board. And I was running through India in 2005, visiting all these high-tech universities where they have like computers with 2 gigabytes data transfer between processors and things like that, completely insane. And I was going with my small board, Blue, where the USB connector was badly soldered, so it has like, it was actually badly designed, so I had some cables coming up from the board to my computer, and I was showing them how I was downloading a sketch into the board and making an LED blink. And the guys were like, yeah, this is our 1024 microcontroller, microchip computer, I was like. But the thing is that, I mean, that process of pushing ourselves into, like, okay, facing reality, I mean, we go to a developing country and they have much better technology than the one we're trying to promote, was very interesting. But it also helped me to understand that the interface we had was not good enough. So the guys from the processing project told us that we were more than welcome to use their interface, the processing interface. And I have to ask, how many of you know processing? Because every time I ask this, okay, I will make the show. Oh, no, wrong icon. Sorry, I didn't sleep yesterday night. So processing is a programming interface made in Java that is used for education and is designed by Casey Rees and Ben Fry. Both made a master at MIT. And basically they wanted to bring the possibility of programming to people that weren't really used to program. They wanted to bring programming to graphic designers. So they tried to bring the metaphor of the paper and pen and the sketchbook to the screen. So the idea was that making a program should be as easy as making like this. So making a program that draws a line should just be about writing, draw a line. And making a second line should be as easy as making a second line. So they take out all the complexity of creating a window, adding the events for the different buttons. You know, most of the times when you make a program, you don't need menus to open and close files and so on and so forth. So this was the whole point. So then they started to think in terms of, okay, what should be the metaphor to make this a bit more complicated? Well, if it's a program, programs, they always have some kind of initialization. So they thought about, what if we just put it like this? For example, things like the size could be in something called setup. And then, once you have set up your notebook, you can start drawing. And this drawing actually happens in time. So it happens at a certain frame rate that depends on your computer capabilities. My computer makes 4 frames per second. So I'm not gonna make any kind of fancy animation for you because it's hilarious. But you can actually make quite a lot of stuff. And the idea is that people should be able of like, doing some kind of funky background to it, or that's gonna be very intense red. There you have it. So, and add some other functions like, coloring strokes and all sorts of these things, you know, and even make something change with things like the mouse. So this whole thing makes super simple to start programming. I mean, literally in 3 hours, I get kids at university that never saw a program to make small computer games and small animations. They can open images, they can actually run stuff on OpenGL, make 3D models, they can import 3D models in this thing and so on, make a lot of small things. Something very powerful for education is that you have a list of examples curated by the guys who made it, and then you can just like, I don't know, let's say one of the PDF export complex 3D this thing, you save it and run it. So in this one, every time you press, it's printing, making a PDF of that particular scene. This is vector graphics, so it comes out to print a fantastic poster out of it. And the bigger you make the screen, the bigger your graphic. But I mean, since it's vector, you can escalate it in Inkscape, since we're in a free software conference, or Illustrator, we were at a different conference. So this is the idea then behind processing. It's just to get a really good and easy to use programming interface. This whole program was just these lines of code, it's not too complicated. And we had to like, we had the chance to just take this IDE and use it for Arduino. Well, it's a bit of a clash because processing is made in Java and the IDE is made in Java. Microcontrollers work in C. So we have a completely different way how the compilation works. You basically write a program in a, with the same kind of syntax, so we call the wiring syntax, honoring the person that made it first. And then when you press compile,